state's attorneys, you know, the circuit attorney in St. Louis.
Their prosecutor.
Yeah. So, you've already got that. Hey, I got to run. I'm so glad you called. Thanks, Pete. That's Pete. And he may be a first-time caller. Coming up, we'll talk with Michael McDonald. He is with the president in our nation's capital, and he's the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. We'll talk with what he's been up to and kind of the mood of the White House on what's going to be night number two coming up tonight. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 4:30, it's really not all that bad right now. No restrictions as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl there on the 515 and the 95. Also, you're going to be touching the brakes there on Interstate 15 southbound at the 95 interchange. Interstate 15 north at Sunset. Also, we're getting some slow flows there on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 east at St. Rose. And plenty of construction to avoid as well. Those lane restrictions on Charleston at the intersection of Lamb are going to be continuing for the next couple of months. Also, the road work on Boulder Highway, that's between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders receiver Tyrell Williams has suffered a torn labrum in his shoulder. However, ESPN is reporting that he is going to try to rehab it and then play through the injury. He has not been at practice recently as he tries to do what he can to possibly be ready to start the season. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they currently lead their series against the Canucks by a 1-0 tally after they were able to get a 5-0 win in game one of the series. And now the Golden Knights looking to take a 2-0 series lead as game two of this series is coming up tonight in Edmonton. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today. And see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1 855-REAL-WTR or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Indy has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you. 702-644-8980.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
435, good to have you with us on night number 2 of the Republican National Convention. He's working undercover for us tonight in the swamp. He is Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, how you been, my friend? You having fun?
Good, man. No, it's great. Let me tell you something. It's right now the enthusiasm for the Republican Party, with the walkaways and independents and people who have never voted before. It's unbelievable what the response we're getting. After last night, the phone calls. I want to thank all your listeners. Many of them called and texted me this morning. Thank you so much. We got a lot of work to do. I mean, it's a great bounce for us, but we got a lot of work to do. I mean, if we do the work, we'll win.
Well, one of the things, people always say, well, do these people do any work? And there was proof of life evidence that you were working because you did the role of the states and you represented Nevada really, really well. And it was really cool to see you. Fox News carried it live.
Yeah, look, I'm blessed. We have a great state Republican Party. All the delegates have voted me as chairman. I'm blessed to have the support. I'm blessed to have, many people. What's the misunderstanding, Kevin, is a lot of times they think, the state chairman literally does everything. This is something where I don't run everybody's campaign. So the misnomer is that if we lose Nevada, it's my fault. That's part of it because I'm the captain of the ship. But at the end of the day, it's everybody else taking self-responsibility. And I'm so proud of the people that have stepped up to take that responsibility. Look, this is something where we win it together. There is no captain of this ship. We're all in this together. It's a big family effort. It's a lot of people that are clocking in a lot of the time. And the volunteers we're getting from your listeners and from the average person that is just coming in and working, it's unbelievable. It's unprecedented. I mean, the money we brought in that I've been able to bring in to the state, we've broken every boundary you can imagine. We're blessed to have a relationship with the president. We do. But it's the most important thing is the message you're allowing me to get out to everybody and also our people that are running for office. That's the main thing is being able to talk to the voters and understand, guys, we're all in this together. At the end of the day, we all lose or we all win. This is where there's no sidelines.
Michael, let me ask you, what was the reaction? Because I watched the whole thing front to back last night, and from that amazing opening piece that lasted about 3 minutes to the end, it was absolutely spellbinding, and the comparison was just incredible. When you compare and contrast that versus last week's gloom and doom thing from the Demo Rats, what was generally the reaction around the White House? Is it the way they wanted to have it portrayed?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because if you look at the two, the contrast, it couldn't be more stark. You have the Democrats, they're just running, we hate Trump. That's the only thing they're saying. They're blaming everything on President Donald Trump. They're blaming everything on, if something happened in the earthquake in Japan, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's the most amazing hatred I've ever seen. They're running on hatred. We're running on positive messages. We can rebuild this. We have to come together as America. It's about being together as Americans. Set your differences aside. And that's how we rebuild America. That's how we make sure that America comes first. And the rest of the world for so long has been using us as a doormat. And that's been the problem. I mean, Kevin, when you look at this, we've been taken advantage of by other countries. You've highlighted on your shows for years. But more importantly, is to be able to show, look, guys, the president has put America first. And that is something where we're no longer being used as a piggy bank. We're no longer being used as a scapegoat. And that's been the main thing, is that it's time to take care of the American citizens. And that's been the positive message. The president has so much to run on. When we're sitting there strategizing at the White House and talking to people about, what's the next move, how we can help more states, it's not about politics. He's looking to say, how can we financially help the people that are hurting? And that's what's amazing. I mean, he's running in the middle of a campaign, but he's not doing it for political reasons. He's doing it to try and to save America. His messaging is unbelievable. I mean, the guy's focused 24 hours a day like I've never seen.
Oh, and by the way, did I mention we checked today, and there are no public events on Biden's schedule today. I mean, you would think the guy would be out there and barnstorming and doing what the president did last week of going to, you know, places like Minnesota and Wisconsin, to Oshkosh of all places, to Cedar Rapids, and yet Biden today did nothing. Nothing.
Joe Biden's trying to run as the victim, and it's sad what the Democrat Party's doing to him. You know, they're hiding him. I mean, and God bless the man. I mean, look, you got to give it to him. He was the vice president of the United States. He was a senator. I'll give him that respect. But he is not the person that can run America. He is not the person that can lead this country. And that's why they've come up with this scam of the, you know, the mail-in ballots. They have an opportunity to steal ballots. They have an opportunity to get in. Because what they want to do is they're going to put everything on the line. They're going to do everything they can illegally to steal your ballots and to do everything they can. And then if they get caught, oh, well. But if they win the White House and everything else, they'll be like, oh, they'll all be pardoned. I mean, because there's no other reason why you'd change the balloting. You change the voting process in Nevada less than 100 days. Less than 100 days out. Not a year ago, not 2 years ago. But the laws that were put in place were done by Democrats. Just the last session. But yet, this new breed of Democrats that are in right now want to change everything. They're doing it for specific reasons. They're being told by National, we cannot win this election. We have to steal it. And that's not far-fetched. That's not fiction. That's a reality, especially when you look at it. They have a candidate, Kevin, that cannot go out and he cannot campaign. They have a candidate that can't even stay on point. They have a candidate that can't even stay on message. He forgets his point. He's talking to a reporter. Hey, man, oh, come on, man. You know, what do you want? Crack? I mean, at that point, you're talking nationally to a reporter, and they can't. They have to keep him in the basement because if he gets out, the American people will see this man does not have the mental capacity to be president of the United States.
He was in the basement today. No public events for Biden today. More coming up with Michael McDonald. He's in Washington. He's in the swamp. He's been at the White House. He is the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and he joins us. We'll talk about what lies ahead for night number two of the Republican National Convention. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's been an amazing show so far. Chad Wolf joined us, the now acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, soon to be the big dog in that agency at DHS. We talked with Cassie Smedley at the Republican National Committee. I asked her, I said, how do you top what was an amazing night last night? Joining us now, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us from our nation's capital, joining us from the swamp. I'll ask you the same question, Michael. How do they top last night? What is ahead coming up in about 45 minutes from now?
Well, I think you go into what we talked about earlier. You know, he's done so much. There's so much he can highlight. You know, one thing I'm very proud of, and this is one thing I hope he highlights, is the prisoner reform. You know, what he's done so much for the African-American community, he's done so much for the guy that just maybe caught a bad break. This, you know, not only the African-American community, but all communities. When you look at the person that has, you know what, okay, he made a bad decision, or she made a bad decision, and, you know, the laws were so binding and so stringent under the Democrats that, you know, you got caught with a marijuana stick and you're going to jail for 40 years. Now I'm talking as a police officer. I mean, sometimes the punishment didn't fit the crime. One of the prime examples, you know, is like John Ponder. John's very famous in Nevada. You know, he has Prisoners for Hope. Here's a man who's a shining example of the American dream. Turned his life around. He has a beautiful family. He helps people. He did not forget where he came from. Instead of just taking it and running, he put his efforts to work with police, to work with the community, and to reach back in and help other individuals that will say, look, this is an opportunity for you to turn your life around. I did it. You can do it too. So he's worked with existing businesses to you know, big businesses, to turn around and become the shining hope that, you know, once you have an opportunity, this is America. When you have the opportunity in America to turn your life around and you're granted, you're the success story. Forget about the billionaires. God bless them. They made their money. But the true success story is a man or a woman that can take their lives after failure, put it back together, and become that shining example, but then reach back up so other people that are in the same situation have the same opportunity. That is a true success story. I think that's just one of the things that the president hopefully is able to capitalize on. He's done so much success about reaching in, helping out individuals, helping the small business, helping people, you know, clear their lives and get back on their feet to live the American dream. That's strong. And that's what I think that's the message you're going to see a lot more of. You know, we got a couple more nights with the campaign. Thursday night, we're closing out back here in D.C. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful success story. And if everybody's on board and we're all working together, we're going to take back the White House and, I mean, you know, reelect the president and take back Congress. And be able to say, look, this is the dream we have. Now let's all work together and rebuild.
I was talking with Corey Lewandowski last week, and one of the things I asked him, I said, hey, in your conversations with the president, I know they speak often, I said, have you talked to him all about the lawsuit here in Nevada trying to overturn the ballot harvesting and the mail-in vote? And he says, hey, I was talking with him last night, and we talked about that very, very issue. Have you had a chance during your visit so far to the White House to corner the president and just ask him kind of where we are or members of his administration as to where we are in the process?
They brought it up. So I was with Corey and Dave yesterday. Corey Lewandowski and Dave Bossy. I was also with Bob Poduchek, who, you know, he's very close to the president as well. He, you know, he's the man that delivered Ohio. So there's so much going on. So that's the first thing the president was talking about yesterday. I'm glad you brought that up. But the first thing the president talked to yesterday, he's like, hey, man, about this voting. And, you know, he knows that, look, Kevin, I've sued everybody in Nevada on this thing from, you know, I've sued everybody but the mailman. I mean, because this is something that we have to live and die for. This is something people literally have lived and died for. And that's the American right is we have such a privilege in voting. It's so sacred, and the Democrats are taking it for granted. So the president and his administration are very, very concerned about it, not only for him, because this is all about trying to steal the election, but everybody in our state. Our state senators, our assemblymen, you know, and that's when you start getting down into the grassroots, when you hit the county commission, city council, That's a major issue, because you're putting people in there not for the best person, not for the people that the American people voted, but because it's a corrupt system. And that's what we have to make sure never happens. So, yeah, he's been on it, and he expects me to deliver. And I can tell you, we got some great lawyers. We got some very big lawyers, well-named lawyers.
Are we going to be able to get into a court before early voting starts October 17th?
October 17th, yeah. Don Campbell's running the lawsuit right now, him and his office. Hamlin Harris is there. They're very good at what they do. Brian Hardy, you know, was also an attorney that was involved. He represented the president last time. He represents the state party. He initially was the one that took after the lawsuit, and he was winning the lawsuit against the Democrat machine. And that's why they went immediately to the county commission and said, look, we need to change the law, and that's how we get the primary. Then Brian Hardy went back after him again, and that's when the legislature changed the law to allow ballot harvesting, and they're doing away with the felony counts if you're caught doing something illegal with the ballots. So, look, the American people is not stupid. You know, if you're doing away with the law that punishes you for committing a crime, you're basically saying you're going to commit that crime. And that's what's sad. I mean, that's common sense. Why would the Democrats go into session and say we're going to do all mail-in ballots, and then thousands of people called in? And then they said, well, okay, we'll also have in-person voting locations. But then they changed the law that says it's no longer a felony for ballot harvesting. You can ballot harvest. It's no longer a felony for incorrect signature, for fraud. You're creating a law, man, that's going to allow you to do it. So, yeah, the president's concerned. Again, the airways, you allowing me to be on your show, and obviously you had Corey and other people. That's the main way we get the message out, because the average person is working, like myself, the drive time and at work, listen to you on the radio. That's the main thing, is to be able to get that message across.
It's going to be fascinating to see how night number two goes. And am I right, you're going to be on the South Lawn on Thursday?
Yes, sir. We have an event tomorrow night. And that one I will call in tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow and let you know. I'm not calling your show, but I'll call you tomorrow. And I'll brief you on that. I'll have more details tonight. And then South Lawn is on Thursday.
It's going to be big, going to be big. Michael, thank you so much. Give our best to the president, if you would, please, and tell him to keep fighting the good fight, man.
I sure will. Listen, man, he listens to your show. He loves your show. He loves your listeners, and he loves Nevada. That goes unprecedented. I'm telling you that without any doubt in my mind. So I want to tell you, thank you, everybody. Let's just keep in there, keep fighting. God bless you, and God bless your listeners, brother.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us from the swamp. He's spending the week in D.C. at the White House, talking with the president and being a part of all of the. In fact, he was on Fox News the other day doing the roll call of states, and he was absolutely magnificent. Stick around. More to do as we continue. By the way, did I mention this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Uh-oh. Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone. You can do it right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Coming up, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. What did she think of day one of the Republican National Convention? You know how I feel. I was blown away by it. We'll see how she feels. I'm just going to tell you, I thought so much of that could end up being a part of commercials, political ads, because it was just great stuff. I mean, it was just to the point, nothing more, nothing less, and it was exactly what the Republicans should be doing. Here's what the president had promised. Here's what the president has done. Promises made, promises kept. Simple. That's all you need. And then people have to make the decision. Do we want a mask mandate? Do we want a nationwide lockdown? Or do we want freedom and a president that delivers on the promise? In when, what was that, 17 seconds? That's essentially what this is about. Now the Democrats are going to try and make this about a whole lot more than that. But that's what it is, in a nutshell. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us. Yeah. This is gonna be good. She always gets fired up when she's on our show for some reason. We'll see what she has to say. That's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016.